broadcasting live to Maidervale Studios, or what's left of them, after a fierce blast of voodoo people to kick off the third night, third of three, Legends Week. Prodigy, how's it sound to you guys? Sound good?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's good.
With the release of Always Outnumbered and a return to the stage this year, there seems to be a real sense of excitement in the group right now, you know, and all eyes pushing forward. Why did you guys decide to put together a best-of stroke singles collection at this stage?
It just seemed after, I mean, you know, 15 years seemed like quite a long time to us, and it was, we always knew album 5 would be this thing.
Yeah.
And so what our job was to make it something we're proud of. Do you know what I mean? Anyone can stick their hits on one record.
Yeah.
But what we wanted to do is make the record like a double package, make it good for the fans. Do you know what I mean? So we worked on the second CD.
Yeah.
A couple of new tracks, live tracks, rare unreleased stuff, and made it a good package. Do you know what I mean?
It certainly is that, you know.
But yeah, I'll tell you something. We're already on our new record already. You know, we're thinking about a new album because we're on the road, and that's the best place for us to write music. You know?
Yeah. It's funny though, because you talk to a lot of bands about writing songs, and they steer clear of doing it on the road because they're too preoccupied with, you know, spending one and a half hours on stage and whatever else you get up to in the other 23 and a half hours.
Yeah, but that's where our energy comes from, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's us. That's how we live it.
I'm more than happy to go back into the hotel room and after a few glasses and get on the computer, you know.
Yeah, right on. When you look at the more conventional side of this best of, the side that represents the last 15 years in terms of the songs that have been heard on radio and have been most loved live, you stayed away from running a chronological order in terms of the way it flowed.
Yeah.
Did that make it more difficult to find a continuity between all the different stages of your career to date?
I tell you what, it was surprising, because when I came to compile it, I was kind of scared of the earlier stuff, you know, like kind of wind it up and out of space, but they sounded surprising. Fresh, and the production on those records it took me by surprise. It actually stood up, you know.
Yeah.
And when you've got like Firestarter next to Charlie, I can't remember the order, but for example, you know, it really does stand up. And so, you know, yeah. I think we pulled it off.
It's funny, you know, when we're looking for crowd rockers to play on our show, and inevitably once every couple of months the Prodigy's name does come up, you know, we wonder how many we can actually rinse before people are like, you've done that so many times.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone obviously looks to Fat of the Land and in more recent times the new album. We do go through and we do pick songs, you know, from experience, and we pick songs from Jilted Generation, and
yeah,
to me they sound incredibly fresh even now.
I heard 3 kilos on your show about a month ago.
Right,
2 months ago.
There you go.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So many pivotal records, and you know, you mentioned a couple just before, you know, Charlie, Everybody in the Place, Poison, Firestarter. These are songs which tweaked people's perspectives completely the first time they heard them. Do you have a favourite right now? And I know that's like picking a kid, but do you have a favourite on the collection?
Yeah, we've got the same, it's Spitfire.
Yeah. More or less. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of Poison and Breathe myself, but yeah, I think Keith and Maxim is Spitfire.
It's funny because it kind of represents the whole show at the moment, you know. It's kind of the energy.
If you left the room or something, I can't hear you.
I'm still here, everybody. Can you hear me? I'm so laid back, I'm so quiet, man.
A man who's been saving all his energy for the live performance.
Yeah, man,
it's nice.
That's why I don't talk during the interviews, because you know what, when you see me on stage, man, I'm on a different level.
Yeah, but you see, it just leads to more mystery, Maxim. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You see, the quieter you keep it. You guys,
we heard him up and then we unveil him on stage.
What is he, a gimp? What kind of
<He's so laughs>
all right, get Maxim out the box and fire him up.
Where's Maxim?
You guys talk about Poison, you know, as one of your tracks. You talk about Spitfire. For me, I'd be really stoked if you play The Ladder and lead us into that right now. Second track on Legends Week for the Prodigy. If you bring us right up to date and drop a live version of Spitfire, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now you hear me.
Yeah.